And back here on KATE, a Football Friday. We have one more coach to get to talk about their game coming up tonight. We're going to talk Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football. Brady Neal, the head coach of the Knights, joins us. And Brady, a good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you too.
Now, Brady, before we talk about Gibbon, Fairfax, Winthrop coming up tonight, let's talk about a long road trip for your team. You had to go all the way to Winona to take on Connor in your opener. Let's break it down. Winona Connor up 20-0 at halftime. Give us your assessment of the first half of football.
Yeah, weather really didn't help us too much. It was sprinkling and raining most of the day, along with the turf. It just makes the football and the field just really slippery. And having a freshman quarterback and even freshman center, it's just, I mean, the first game back, it's a huge adjustment. And couldn't really grab the ball too well, so kind of took some of our offense out of it, and we just had some struggles. And I think, if I recall, we only had about 3 or 4 drives the whole first half. We had some errors on kickoff or kick return, I mean. So it really didn't help us too much with points there, but we did hold them a little bit on defense, a little bit at the end, held them on a 4th and goal, and then I believe they missed the field goal. So first half went well, and then we kind of kicked up a little bit in the second half, and second half went a lot better. Got a couple touchdowns out of it and a safety, and then we kind of found our groove a little bit more on defense. But again, with that weather, it just really, really kind of knocked our offense down, and it actually kind of hurt their offense a little bit too. They were a really good passing team, and it, you know, they were dropping balls just as much as we were.
Brady Neal, head coach, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football here on KATE Radio. 34-16, the final against Winona Connor in the opener. And Brady, talk about, you mentioned 2 touchdowns were scored. Do you remember offhand who scored those touchdowns?
Yeah, they were both touchdown throws from Tyler Erickson, who was in as our backup at that point, to Jaden Lynn, who is one of our pretty good sophomore receivers here. So we've got a lot of good numbers coming up, and I know we talked about our numbers before, but we've just got, even our young guys, they all stepped up a lot. And we were, unfortunately, we had a couple big injuries to the team even the first half, so they really, really did step up. But Jaden Lynn scored both of those touchdowns, actually.
So a couple of touchdowns late. Alden Conger again gets beat 34-16 in their opener. How's the week of practice been going leading up to tonight's matchup against GFW?
Yeah, it's been a good practice. Really great weather for it. It's nice to have this warm weather back for at least a little bit. Everybody's kind of focused, but at the same time, we've got a very, very tough opponent coming up. So we just made sure those guys were as focused as can be. Watching film and kind of adjusting to see what we think is going to be best against GFW. And like I said, they're super, super tough team, but I think we made some adjustments and added some new things that are going to help us no matter how difficult the team is.
Yeah, GFW, they beat a very good Mayor Lutheran team, 32-27 in their opener. What do you know about GFW? And like you mentioned, a very good team coming to your place tonight for the home opener. What do you have to do to beat them, and what do you know about them?
Well, they are a very sneaky team. They run a very, very put-together offense. They got an option offense, and they are all over the place with it. There are many times, even the film that we have, where their filmer would be completely opposite of where the ball was. So it's
okay.
Even tricked the camera guys. So they are very tricky team, and then, you know, you think they're going to run it, and then they'll throw 4 or 5 passes that on film they went for big yards. So we're just kind of watching out for that, the big plays, and then trying to stop that offense.
Brady Neal, again, head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football. Get out to, I assume, is the game in Alden tonight?
Yes, it is in Alden.
So, fans, if you're looking for a game to watch tonight, Albert Lee has the night off. They play tomorrow. Make your way to Alden. Cheer on Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. That's a 7 o'clock start against a Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop. Again, Brady Neal, the head coach. And, Brady, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the better weather tonight, and we'll touch base with you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.